Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, rummaging around in the Bugle archives once again. Now, the world's population reached a landmark in October 2011. Great news for Bugle listening figures, not such great news necessarily for the future of humanity. Here I am with John Oliver in issue 170 of the Bugle entitled, It's Time to Ban Slap Bass.
Top story this week!
Let's stop getting it on.
Ooh, baby!
Let's stop getting it on.
According to UN calculations, at some time on Monday, October the 31st, the world's population is estimated to reach 7 billion human beings. We did it! We did it, Andy! As a species, we banged each other towards the precipice of oblivion. The dinosaurs might have gone out with an asteroid. We went out banging. And good luck explaining that to your offspring, future inhabitants of Earth. We did it. They said it couldn't be done. They said it shouldn't be done. But we showed them. Sure, we had help. Andy, when we collect our award for most people on the planet, there's going to be so many people to thank. First, we really have to thank God for making us all so bangable. Secondly, we must thank the Catholic Church for inexplicably continuing to hold a prehistoric attitude towards contraception. Thanks, Pope. This 7 billionth baby is for you and your lack of conscience. And finally, we have to thank... No, please don't play us off! Please don't play us off! Finally, we have to thank our collective refusal to fully confront this looming overpopulation catastrophe! We're king of the world!
Yeah, well, I mean, it might not stop here, John. I mean, this is not... We mustn't see this as having achieved everything we can achieve in terms of breeding with no real eye on the long term. I mean, they do predict that population will reach at least 10 billion by the end of the century. Or if people really cannot stop banging each other, it could be as much as 15 billion. Now, of course, no, I'm going to take the optimistic view on this. I'm going to say, well, there are now 7 billion... potential buglers out there, John. That's
true.
That's more and more buglers. Mate, just more potential friends to meet. A pessimist, of course, would say, oh shit, that's more potential people trying to become my friend. What do they want? What do they f***ing want from me?
Well, what better day, Andy, than Halloween to reach this milestone? It's our last chance to reverse the trend by trying to scare the record-breaking baby back in. The child will be born into a world dressed up as witches and goblins, or sexy witches and sexy goblins. And if it doesn't immediately start trying to climb frantically back up the umbilical cord, then we are, in fact, in serious trouble. But who's the 7 billionth baby going to be? I'm sure there's going to be a bit of a race to either squeeze out or hold in babies so that you can have a historic child rather than just a boring baby with no numerical gimmick to them whatsoever. Also, it could make for some last-second drama, too. You might think you're going to be the 7 billionth baby. Then someone unhelpfully dies the split second before you're born. You drop down a notch, only for your title to be taken by the screaming little shit who pops out in the bed next to you, flipping the bird straight into your face and saying, "Ah, I'm the 7 billionth, you're not. Ah."
Well, it is a big problem, John. There's some debate about exactly how big it is. People have, after all, been predicting Malthusian catastrophes ever since... Well, pretty much ever since Malthus woke up one morning and fancied having his name turned into an adjective. And it's bad news for us in the West if Africa gets so full of people that they have to start eating their own food instead of exporting it to us at knockdown prices. I mean, that is the real concern.
God, that's chilly to think that could ever happen, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, if Africa's population increases twofold, what are we going to do, John? I mean, you cannot live on television alone.
Yeah, well, just think of it as our glass being completely full and theirs being completely empty.
Okay. All right, I find that reassuring, John.
Yeah, that's better.
And also, I mean, they should be more grateful, John. If we had not discovered Africa in the first place, these people wouldn't even have anywhere to live, and bang.
That is a strong point. Yeah. That's a strong, strong point. But how do we celebrate this, Andy? Perhaps the birth, this monument to overpopulation, will be celebrated like the millionth customer in a supermarket. Balloons will drop from the sky, and parents will be allowed to have a 2-minute free sweep around a local grocery store to grab things from the now empty shelves. But the UN predictions for the future, as you mentioned, are actually much, much worse than this. We may end up looking back at this time of a population of 7 billion as being a golden age of global spaciousness. Because the numbers suggest that by the end of this century, the world's population could be over 15 billion. It will nearly double in just 100 years. And it's pretty clear what the problem is here.
That's bad maths, John. That is more than double.
That's right. It will nearly double, then it will do a bit more than that. In just 100 years, Andy, that's maths.
Yeah.
That's mathematics.
I know.
But it is pretty clear what the problem is here. The upcoming century is just going to be way too sexy. If we don't do something, by the year 2100, around 35% of the world's population will be directly related to Silvio Berlusconi. That can't happen. We can't have millions of little Silvios running around dry-humping table legs. You can't run a planet like that.
Really? That sounds like it might be a solution, to be honest. Maybe we just need sexier table legs. If we can make table legs sexier than women, then that could...
God, you might be right.
Yeah. I think we might have stumbled upon a solution here. What we need, what this world needs, is not greater equality. It's not cures for curable diseases. It's not water and education for the poor in the developing world. What it needs is erotic furniture, distractingly erotic furniture.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. We all need to cut back on sexiness. Now, you and I have been inadvertently doing this for years. But it's not enough now, Andy.
Right.
The slap bass should be banned, there should be prohibition on scented candles, and all underwear sold from now on must carry the face of the recently murdered Colonel Gaddafi. There was nothing hot about that image, Andy, and that might just be the photographic cold shower that the world needs for the next century.
Yep. He did have a bad week, to be fair. He was not looking at his best. So what are the solutions to this? Well, there's education, women's rights, economic development, but all these quite expensive. And but looking at the economics of it, John, the inequality does rather leap out at you. The world's richest 11 million people, known as high-net-worth individuals.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little term, that, isn't it? Something to aspire to. could, by my calculations, afford between them to give $5,000 in cash in a brown envelope, no questions asked, to every single one of the 7 billion people on Earth. And they would still have $700,000 each left over. Now, admittedly, $700,000 doesn't get you that far these days if you're rich, whilst $5,000 does get you quite far if you're poor. So maybe some deal can be reached whereby the rich donors are allowed to kill and eat one of the poor they funded per month. I mean, I guess you've got to hack out the small print, really. But the point is, I want my $5,000, John, when the Smurfs royalty check comes through.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com. And let me emphasise, this empire is not as naughty as some empires from history.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.